This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Jesus, crucified and risen Christ, deepen our faith in your presence among us. Help us to recognize you in the breaking of the bread, in the cry of the poor, in the joys of human love, and in the sorrow and grief of loss. Strengthen us in hope that we may respond to your great commission and bring your light into our world. Amen. Please be seated. Last week, I went to Columbus, Ohio, to visit my son, daughter-in-law, and my grandchildren, who are now 7 and 10. It was a wonderful week. We visited the Columbus Zoo to see the polar bears, as if it wasn't cold enough in Ohio. And I was taken to the first professional hockey game of my life because Liam, who is 7, is a big hockey fan who just lost his 2 front teeth to the tooth fairy. And he said to me, "Now I see myself as a real hockey man, Grandma," he said. For those of you who may be interested, the Columbus Blue Jackets defeated the Montreal Canadiens. Sorry for you Canadians here. I don't know the score, because the high point of the game for me was singing "O Canada." However, my visit was overshadowed by a text I received at the Atlanta airport while changing planes. Marcos Bornat has died. What? I was just talking to him a few days ago. He was planning to go back to work. He said every day he felt a little better. He's only in his 40s. If I wasn't sitting in a crowded airport, I would have cried. It reminded me of last year after my husband's funeral when my grandson, then 6, said, "Grandma, I wanted to cry, but I kept my cry inside." Well, I tried to keep my cry inside on that flight from Atlanta to Columbus. But like so many of you, I loved Marcos, his smile, his generosity with his time and talent, and especially for me, his cheerfulness at the 7:45 on Sunday mornings. I had to put my grief on hold for my grandchildren's sake, but I carried it with me all week. Then I got home near midnight on Friday and flew Saturday morning to New York to celebrate with a priest friend of many years who had recently survived serious heart surgery, but with no assurance against a recurrence. Again, bad news in an airport. Phyllis Roberts had been moved to hospice care. Again, I had just spoken to her the week before. And of course, Phyllis has since died. It seems that in this nearly last week of Lent, as Jesus ends his earthly journey, we are called to follow him, to walk with him in sorrow, and to find consolation and strength in friends, as he does here with Martha and Mary. We've been doing that this Lent in the small groups meeting every week, and we will continue in an expanded small group experience in the coming year. As we meet with each other and share our lives, we share in the Trinitarian life of God. We are called to walk with Jesus these days, sharing in his suffering and his need, being Martha and Mary to him through one another. John Deere, a priest and a former Jesuit, said it best, I think. If we can respond to this call and try to follow Jesus, our lives will be transfigured because they are no longer our own. They will belong to Jesus. They take on universal meaning and find a place in the cosmic scheme of creation. But we cannot find that place on our own. If we hand over our lives to Jesus and start walking with him, he will lead us to new places, new people, and new truths, so that the journey is no longer a journey from crisis to crisis, from death to death, but from new life to new life. peace to deeper peace, glory to even greater glory, to even greater glory. As we walk with Jesus, we find ourselves entering his story and beginning to share his life. Like Jesus, we start serving the poor, healing the broken, liberating the oppressed, speaking up for justice, and making peace. All kinds of miracles occur, not by any effort of our own, but by the grace of God working through our brokenness and our discipleship. Our lives are now in the service of the God of life. For the Christian, life makes most sense as a journey in the footsteps of Jesus. With Jesus, there is not only purpose, meaning, and direction, but unconditional love, unlimited compassion, unbounded forgiveness, real hope, and true peace. With Jesus, we have the love of God present and available to us, guiding us through life, showing us how to live, teaching us to serve one another, giving us a mission on behalf of all humanity, and leading us home into the fullness of peace. If we dare undertake the discipleship journey and remain faithful to Jesus, one day we will look back on our lives and realize that we were never alone, that our lives fulfilled the mission God intended for us. On that day, Jesus will welcome us home as his best friends and companions, just as he did this week for Marcos and Phyllis. At that moment, we will rejoice at the immense gift given us, the blessings we have received, and the warm welcome we have been offered. The journey will end because we have fully entered into the presence of Jesus to dwell in his company in peace and joy forever. That moment makes every step of the discipleship journey worth the price. So everything falls into perspective. We are wounded by suffering. It causes questions and doubts, anger and despair. Jesus knew about human suffering in himself and others. Paul lived in perpetual agony and struggle for the sake of Christ, who called him to himself. Paul has encountered the living Christ, and so he can say, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal of being with Christ, he tells the Philippians, and through them, he tells us. On this fifth Sunday of Lent, we too set our eyes toward resurrection. Maybe this was the vision of Isaiah when he imagines God crying, do not remember the former things or consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? Despite the suffering and the cross, may we too perceive the life that springs forth in Christ and be comforted by it. Amen.